10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 17 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of old skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, Aging Info Radio and your host, Susan Wacky.
Today, most of us are living in our left brain, dominated by logic and ego in the rat race of life as we live up to others' expectations. We've forgotten the importance of heart, and today we're going to go back to the basics and back home. And yes, home is where your heart is, and we're going to learn to lead with your heart from my first guest. So no matter what your age or stage is in life, there's always something to learn, and I promise you today you will learn. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old right here on AM 560. And if you want to stream our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com. Well, my first guest is an author, an inspirational speaker, a positively junkie, and a cheerleader for the soul, and that is Regina Cates. Welcome, Regina, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you, Sue. I'm very happy to be here with you.
Well, I am happy to have you. Your book, Lead With Your Heart, is your first book, and wow, what a great book. Or as Marianne Williamson says on the cover, this book is like a note from a close friend. What a great book. Now, I know that you have a company called Romancing Your Soul, and that may be something what triggered you to write this, but really, what is your inspiration to write Lead With Your Heart?
Sue, it's the manual for how to create the best life that I did not have growing up. I mean, what does it mean to love? What does it mean to set boundaries? What are the things that we can do to actually create those wonderful relationships that we want? So I sat down and wrote it because what I wanted was to really impart some of the lessons that I have learned to help make other people's lives easier so they didn't have to go through all the stuff that I did.
I think it's very difficult, too, as time goes by, to really take a gut check and pull yourself back and say, you know, what's going on here with me and with others? I mean, it's hard for people to do that.
I think that we tell ourselves it is, Sue, and that's part of what I address in the book is mastering a mind that has a mind of its own. When we really get down to asking ourselves questions, we develop the intimacy that we're so longing for. You know, we need to be our own best friend before we can really be a best friend to other people. We need to love ourselves first before we can really love others well. So it was my learning that I needed to become intimate with myself first, and it was through asking myself questions. So to say, you know, it's too hard or we're scared of it, I think that that's an excuse that I used for a long time that I found was really inaccurate. I did become my own best friend, and boy, today my life is so much better for it.
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us to heal as people, we do have to ask those hard questions and learn and grow from them.
I think that when we open ourselves up to really learning who we are, then we have a wonderful opportunity. And, yeah, I think a lot of times we approach change and healing as very difficult to do, and I thought that for many, many years until I really began on the journey of doing that for myself. And all of a sudden I recognized that it was fun. Why? Because I was having a heck of a better life than I was before.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of it, too, you talk about, you know, self-love, but forgiveness of yourself allows you to also more gracefully forgive others.
You are absolutely correct, yes, because until you can really forgive yourself and realize that you're going to make mistakes and that you're not going to know everything in advance, then you really can't forgive others, and that's what happened for me. I learned how to forgive myself, and that gave me the empathy and the compassion that I needed so that I can give forgiveness to other people.
And I'm sure those are some of the factors that are really important in creating successful relationships or relationships that support, you know, both people, you know, in their lives.
Well, it is. I think that being loving and actually behaving lovingly is the reason that you know, we want to have relationships with other people, and I think a lot of times we bring our baggage and we dump our junk onto other folks, and that's not loving. And that's another reason that I wrote the book, What Does Love Actually Look Like? It's the steps that I take every day that really show the people that I interact with that I do love them and respect them and care for them.
And what are some of those steps?
Goodness, pay attention. That's an easy one. You know, we're so distracted. We need to just turn that iPhone off when we're having conversations with others. We need to remember that our actions teach. You know, words are cheap, but it's what we do every day that really teaches our friends and our children. Remembering to just be kind and loving, to be patient, to question what we believe, to ask ourselves hard questions. There's a ton of different things that I talk about, Sue. It's not like this huge laundry list of what we have to remember. They are ways of being in the world that just make sense. It's basically common sense, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And taking the time to really practice them or put them into action during your day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it makes us feel better. You know, we don't want to go around stressed and angry and all of these other things, which I did for many years. And so I developed ways that I don't have to do that. And I tell you, doesn't mean that I don't get frustrated or disappointed or angry. It's just that I now respond in a different way that doesn't cause me all that stress and anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really love your book. We're talking about Lead With Your Heart. It is available everywhere, as Regina Cates says. Definitely on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I mean, the book, it also, there's a part of it, you know, how important it is to set boundaries. I think this is so missing in many relationships, and it really does create unhappiness.
Well, it does, because we have to define what acceptable behavior is. We have to do that for our partners, we have to do it for our friends, and we have to do it for our children. You know, we have to teach one another what acceptable behavior is, and I think too often as parents we leave that up to the television or peers, and that's where we make a huge, huge problem. And I think part of it is that we have to teach them how to set boundaries with unacceptable behavior. We really are loving someone by setting boundaries, because healthy boundaries create healthy relationship.
Oh, I could see that. It's so important. It's almost saying, you know, these are my expectations. This is what I need from you for this to work, or really to just, you know, set it up so it does support both people.
Well, it does. One of the things that I talk about in my work is that expectations are different than agreements. I tend to really work with love makes agreements. I agree to be patient with you. I agree to be kind and compassionate. And then I have to keep those agreements that I make. If I have an expectation of you, I have no control, so if you're going to live up to my expectation mm-hmm. or not. You're the only one that can do that by the agreements that you and I make to be loving and compassionate and cooperative. So for me and my work, I try to look at things that we've looked at for many, many years through a different lens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, just letting somebody know where you're at and what you need is a way to really express your feelings and express yourself. You know, it doesn't hold people back, or you think, you know what, I don't really know where I stand with this person. And, you know, if I do this, if I do A, I could get B, or I could get a reaction that's not healthy, or it downward spirals into a situation that you definitely didn't want. So, I mean, really setting it up, I like that, expectations and agreements, where it's completely, they're very different.
Well, they are, and agreements are mutually agreed upon, mm-hmm. like fidelity. I mean, if you're going to remain monogamous in a relationship, then that's a mutually agreed upon relationship. However, what happens is that we can't control the other person, so if we have an expectation that that person is going to remain faithful, we have no control over that. But what we do have control over is our own selves to keep the agreements that we make with other people, and we do that out of love,
mm-hmm.
too. That's
yeah.
what love really does. It keeps us on the right track.
Yeah, I think there's another element that always comes up, and that's the fear factor. Fear steps into, you know, and it's so important to really overcome any fear in the relationship, or set it up that way.
I think it's important for us to overcome fear in general. There's only two basic emotions that we operate off of, and that's fear and love. All of the other emotions are either one of the or the other. And fear is something that really doesn't serve us. You know, if we're about to get hit by a bus, then we have to jump out of the way. That's useful. But fearing something's going to happen, or all of this fear that we live with today in a negative society, it's just not healthy for us. We live in a culture of fear. and it's not healthy. And those of us that are, I guess, wanting to see a better world for our children and our grandchildren and great-grandchildren really need to face our fears so that they will disappear, because that's what happens, Sue. They do disappear.
Yes, especially at home, you know, where your heart really is at home. And I'm here with Regina Cates. She is the author of Lead With Your Heart, Creating a Life of Love, Compassion, and Purpose. What a wonderful book, or as Marianne Williamson said, this book is like a note from a close friend, and yes, it is. We have so much more to cover. We're going to talk once again about asking ourselves those tough questions. It's like taking a gut check right here on Aging Info Radio, coming up next with Regina Cates, right here on AM 560.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today. Online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with compassionate home care. Our caregivers can help your loved one at home with companionship, bathing, transportation, and lots more to make things easier. Let our family take care of your family. Partners in Senior Care. Call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com. That's partnersinseniorcare.com.
One of the most difficult decisions you make as an adult is how to care for your parents. Finding the right environment for your loved ones can be challenging and frustrating. But with all the senior living options available, how do you choose the right senior home to care for them? Put your trust in Alternatives for Seniors. They will help you sort through all your options. Visit AlternativesForSeniors.com or call 888-WE-ASSIST. That's 888-932-7747 or AlternativesForSeniors.com.
I remember my grandmother from when I was a little girl. She had these big knots on the back of her legs. I'd never seen anything like it. They were varicose veins, of course.
Now a grandmother herself, Janet, got them too. But she found a solution at Midwest Vein Center. Her varicose veins, gone.
The best part? Knowing my grandson will never have to worry about what's wrong with my legs.
What's holding you back? Visit MidwestVein.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Yes, we're talking about not living in our left brain today, the logic and ego and the rat race of life. But we're talking about our heart and how you can lead with your heart. My guest here is Regina Cates. She's the author of just that, a great book called Lead With Your Heart. I mean, Regina, when in your book, you know, you talk about tough questions and why it's so important to ask yourself those tough questions. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What do you mean?
So it was very important to me to get down to the nature of who I really am. And I discovered that the only way to do that was to really address some of the behaviors that I had that were somewhat unconscious. For example, I was a sarcastic person. I thought that that was just being witty and clever until I hurt someone very deeply. And then I really learned what being sarcastic means. The origin of the word means to tear flesh, which is absolutely horrible. So I had to ask myself, Regina, are you a sarcastic person, and why are you being sarcastic? Why do you think it's okay? I had to ask myself, are you an honest person? If you think it's okay to lie, then how is it that you're being honest? So those are the hard questions that I'm talking about, Sue, because in order to lead with our heart, to live with the values of love, and I've described 26 of those in the book, such as compassion, forgiveness, honesty, loyalty, we have to have those within us first in order to really give them to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we create the best life, is really to live aligned with love. And we don't know if we're doing that the best that we can unless we ask ourselves these hard questions.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely takes some work to what you addressed with yourself and what others can. Well, it's available. I mean, it's an opportunity to really have your life and your relationships just be that loving and led with the heart, which is great. Now, there's a part of your book I have to ask you. There's a chapter called Stay Fluffy, and I didn't get to all of that, but let's talk about that. What do you mean?
Stay Fluffy is based upon a story that I share about my little sister and I having a pet bunny rabbit. And the reason that I talk about staying fluffy is that, Sue, we can't control or change anybody else other than ourselves. We can only control our response to someone. Reacting is like an ego reaction. It's not planned. It's not thought out. If we respond to someone, then we're in control of how we respond to that person. Let's say someone cuts you out in traffic. Now, they could have just been not even paying attention, or they could be really a rude jerk. You have to think about something that's going to keep you positive and calm. So I think about a fluffy bunny rabbit. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I'm inconvenienced by the actions of other people, instead of going to that place of getting really mad, I say, stay fluffy, stay fluffy, stay fluffy. And that really does help me because I envision this little fluffy bunny rabbit. So that's what that chapter is about, envisioning something that takes us away from the anger and puts us back into that peaceful place. And by the way, it works.
Yeah, it works well, I bet. Now, you also talk about the letting go of the need to be right. And, I mean, mm-hmm. It's everywhere. I mean, people love to be right. You know, that's a human condition.
Yes, but we're spiritual beings on great human adventures. That's the part of us that we need to nourish, and I think that's the part of us that we are nourishing, regardless of age. You know, the soul or the spirit of who we are, at least in my belief system, is timeless. And so, you know, it's a matter of us connecting to that part of us, Sue, you know, and leading from that part of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a choice. Each of us has a choice in how we behave. The better that we can behave, the better our life will be.
Mm-hmm. I always say there's really no right or wrong, I mean, unless it's a moral issue, but it's just a point of view or seeing it differently or seeing it from someone else's eyes that can make the difference.
Well, it can, and I think that's why it's very important for us to, you know, stop and ask questions of ourselves. And too often we go by opinion. Our country, at least in the United States, is run on opinion, not fact. And I think that part of our obligation for happiness and peace is to actually look for what's really true, what's really real. Mm-hmm. And too often today we cling to this opinion or just someone else's idea. There are moral right and wrong issues. There are issues that there is a clear definitive answer for that, and that is that if you want to have a wonderful relationship that's loving, you have to be loving.
Mm-hmm. Now there's empathy. Why do you feel empathy is so important?
Because we're all connected, Sue, all life on this planet is connected, and we have to be able to feel that connection so that we treat other people as we want to be treated mm-hmm. without having to wait for them to go first, you know. It seems like today we're waiting for someone else to treat us nicely before we treat them nicely. We're going to wait forever, Sue. So I am, I guess, on a one-woman campaign to treat other people as you want to be treated, basically. Don't wait for them to go first. You know, let's shine the light on what we really want to be as the right behavior, and that will help change our country, our lives, our families, and our world.
Well, I just have to say, I don't believe you're on it alone. I think there's a lot of people that are really, really aware of that, or we're becoming more aware of it. You know, being the solution and, you know, be the one to step up, open a door,
absolutely.
Help
mm-hmm.
somebody, be kind. I mean, it goes, the ripple effect will definitely travel. Now, your company is Romancing Your Soul. And I mean, it's a very interesting, there's a lot of video series with, that you do that teach people a lot of the issues that are in your book or the things that are talked about. Tell us a little bit more about your company.
Well, Romancing Your Soul was founded. It's interesting because I come from the corporate world. I have a master's degree in leadership, and I worked at universities, you know, pretty much my whole career. And all of a sudden, I just realized that this is what I need to be doing, and what this is helping people create better lives for themselves. So I created Romancing Your Soul back in 2004, and today we have over a quarter of a million people that follow us on Facebook. And my job, Sue, and everything that I do with Romancing Your Soul is to help make people understand that they're responsible for their own happiness. And when they take that role, when they really decide to become the solution, then our planet does change. You're right. We are not alone. Millions and millions and millions of people are waking up to, hey, I've got to be the change that I want to see. So my job and what I like to do every day is to help people see that, how they can do that in their own lives.
And you do that through a video series that's free or on YouTube, correct?
Well, it's not. That's just one thing that I offer. I offer Sunday gatherings where we talk about issues. I'm getting ready to launch an international podcast. I have downloadable workshops that people take advantage of from their own computer. So, and of course, the book and many other how-to articles. My website is a plethora of free information and also products that can be purchased that walk people through. It's like university-level courses in spirituality and how to lead with your heart in everyday life. Practical information, basically.
And your Facebook page is Romancing Your Soul.
That's right. Uh-huh.
And that's where all the followers are. Now, I noticed on your website there's four relationship secrets you need to know about. What are they?
Well, that's in one of the paid programs. That's one of the workshops that I offer. I've spent approximately 5 years creating that. Those are little secrets. You can go in the website and look at it. I don't remember exactly every one of them off the top of my head, but it's about setting boundaries. It's about being the person, you loving yourself first in order to love others well. There's four major secrets that we need to know.
Well, these are all mini courses, or you show a lot of those mini courses to really keep people on track, or if they fall off track, to get them back on track, right?
That's right, yes. And I've just created all of these things. It's interesting. You produce a book, and then you have all of these other ways to outreach with people all over the world, and that's what I've been doing for the past 6 months.
Well, you're definitely an inspiration. And once again, I'm with Regina Cates, and that's C like Charles, A-T-E-S. And her website is reginacates.com. Her book is Lead With Your Heart, available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And it is just a really, really great book. I mean, you definitely, we all experience the ups and downs in life. We don't want the flat line. We'd rather have the ups and downs. But, I mean, it's really a way to practice and just being a better person.
That's it. It's the guidebook that will really help folks be just create a happy life for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Live at peace. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, looking back on the day, knowing that you are creating a life of love, compassion, and purpose.
What better legacy can we leave than that, Sue?
Well, you're leaving a great one with this book. Yes, this is a great book. The holidays are coming up, and it would be a really great gift. It's a way to really touch the hearts of so many people. And stay fluffy.
That's right.
Right?
Very important to stay fluffy, Sue.
That's right. When you have that road rage going on, you think of Fluffy. And then Fluffy might be your big golden retriever or your little rabbit, like Regina Cates said. Mm-hmm. Well, Regina, I just want to thank you for what you do, the difference you're making in healing our planet. There's always that possibility. Just keep moving it forward. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Sue. I appreciate it.
Thank you, and thank you for being my guest. You want to stay right here? We have another guest on to learn a few little lessons to live by, all right here today on Aging Info Radio.
Chicago Health is Chicagoland's premier healthcare magazine, providing insightful and interesting content on a variety of health-related topics like disease, treatment, lifestyle, the business of healthcare, innovative medicines, technology, and more. It currently prints 2 issues annually and publishes new, original stories regularly at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. Chicago Health Magazine, real patients, real doctors, a great resource. Be an advocate for your best health at ChicagoHealthOnline.com. That's ChicagoHealthOnline.com.
For more than 35 years, Midwest Care Center has redefined world-class hospice and palliative care. With a long history as an award-winning innovator in healthcare, Midwest Care Center continually evolves the meaning of care, perfecting all the ways it can make people feel better and also be better. They respond quickly to your referrals, and nurses are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Midwest Palliative and Hospice Care Center, 847-556-1650. That's 847-556-1650, or visit carecenter.org.
When
you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
What if you could do something today that would make you feel better tomorrow? What if you could wipe your emotional slate clean of past experiences? What if you can end depression, anxiety, pain, old traumas and injuries, sleeplessness, and conditions others couldn't help? What if it took less than 30 minutes in one sitting? Well, emotional liposuction can. Act today and feel better tomorrow. Visit emotionalliposuction.com and dump your junk and move on with your life. All this starts at emotionalliposuction.com. Get your smile back at emotionalliposuction.com.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Suwacki.
Chicago is. And for my Sue Says, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, stormy weather doesn't mean you aren't headed for sunshine. Well, my next guest today is an award-winning professional speaker and author, has written over 19 books and sold 600,000 copies, and he is the world's only, yes, only certified jollytologist. Welcome, Alan Klein, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Are you an aging ollietologist? Or?
I would say I'm probably more like a senior boomer ollietologist.
Great. Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Now, your book, Having the Time of Your Life and Little Lessons to Live By, I mean, this is really a masterpiece of inspiration. What had you write this book?
Well, you know, I'm getting up there in years, and I think somewhere in my head, I start asking, why am I here? You know, what is life? Why am I here? And how can I enjoy the journey more? And so I start collecting quotes, anecdotes, funny things about why we're here. And I belong to the National Speakers Association. And so I ask a lot of my colleague speakers some of those questions. And I got so many great answers that I put it in this book, Having the Time of Your Life, Little Lessons to Live By.
It's just a great book. I mean, I'll give you an example. You open it up and there's these great sayings. And here's a great one. Life is made up of years that mean nothing and moments that mean it all. Great, great little quote there. Now, you write about the healing power of humor. And you are a certified jollytologist. So give us some examples of this.
Well, yes, I'm the world's only jollytologist, and I go around the country doing keynotes and workshops showing people how to find humor in their not-so-funny stuff. And certainly aging is, for some people, not-so-funny. The aches, the pains, the hearing loss, the, you know, all of those negative things. But my thing is you can choose. You always can choose how are you going to look at life. and what you're going through. And you have a choice of looking at it on the lighter side or being very down and upset and not enjoying life. And so my goal in life is to be kind of an ambassador of light and showing people how to lighten up.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I had totally advise people to get a red clown nose, because I can guarantee no matter what the situation, you put that on, you look in the mirror, and it's hard to stay sad or upset about that, anything you're going through. You're in a traffic jam, put the red clown nose on and look in the rearview mirror. What do you think will happen, Sue?
Well, I think you can say life is a little too mysterious to be so serious with that red clown nose on. But I'd like to know, what is a jollytologist and how do you become certified?
Well, I actually have a master's degree in human, H-U-M-A-N, development. And my thesis was the healing power of humor, which turned into my first book. But I spent 3 years getting that master's and studying therapeutic humor. And it was kind of a self-guided program. And then I became the director of the Association for Applied and Therapeutic Humor.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a great conference every year. And I just found myself as being the ambassador of light. And it also, I think part of it stemmed from when I used to design Captain Kangaroo Show, and I would have to see the world through the eyes of a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look now, I see things maybe a little differently. And what I'm talking about is your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's happening, you could change your attitude.
Yeah, alter it. If you're not having a good day, look at your attitude. Check it. Do some checking in there and see where you're at.
Right. And this all started out of what some people call a tragedy. And my wife passed away at 34. And we knew she had a terminal illness for 3 years. But she had a great sense of humor, even during that difficult time. I mean, there was laughter, but there was also tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I owe it all to her for showing me how even in those difficult 3 years, there was humor. Give you one example, Sue. She was in the hospital with a copy of Playgirl magazine with a male nude centerfold.
Oh, okay.
And she said, Alan, I really like this picture this month. Can you put it on the wall by the bed over here? And I said, Alan, there's a hospital, a little risque for that. And she said, yeah, maybe you're right. So why don't you get a leaf from the plant and cover up that part?
There you go. Well, she definitely had a sense of humor. And once again, I'm here with Alan Klein. He is the author of Having the Time of Your Life, Little Lessons to Live By. We're going to hear more about more lessons coming right up and how you can be in the moment and really enjoy those little lessons right here on Aging Info Radio. You're listening to AM 560.
Midwest Vein Center is sharing testimonials from real patients.
The Midwest Vein Center has been amazing for me.
The good things you've heard about Midwest Vein Center are true.
Midwest Vein Center will change your life. From insurance to explaining how the procedure is done, they pretty much held my hand through the whole process.
The best time to treat problem veins is now, and Midwest Vein Center's 5 convenient Chicagoland locations make it easier than ever. Midwest Vein Center, 888-400-VEIN or MidwestVein.com.
I got Mom home okay, and she did pretty good tonight, but just seemed to fade away at times. I'm getting a little worried about her.
I know you are, hon. That's why I went online to look for help when you left. Look, I found this place called Autumn Leaves. They're a memory care community. They have 24/7 trained caregivers, home-cooked meals, and activities that'll help keep her happy and sharp.
I think it's time to schedule a visit.
AutumnLeaves.com. Day stay, respite, and assisted living programs close to home. Visit AutumnLeaves.com.
Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is the number one customer-rated pet insurance for dogs and cats. Healthy Paws provides comprehensive coverage for accidents and illnesses, unlimited benefit with no caps, and affordable premiums. Listeners receive a lifetime discount up to 10% when they sign up online by clicking the Healthy Paws Pet link at aginginforadio.com. Healthy Paws Pet Insurance is about the same as a cup of coffee a day. So well worth it. Right, Daisy?
What do you do? Many families face a common problem: caring for loved ones, sometimes hundreds or thousands of miles away, or even across town. Well, now there's help. When you or your loved one needs help at home, First Light Home Care offers complete companion and personal care services for cooking, cleaning, helping with personal hygiene, or just keeping company.
To reach your local First Light Home Care professional, please call 224-214-4000 or visit firstlighthomecare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with the world's only certified gerontologist. He's an author, and that is Alan Klein. He has written a book called Having the Time of Your Life. I love the title, Alan. But, you know, you get a lot of people that write to you every day about how much your books help them. I know you've written 19, but what are a lot of them saying to you?
Well, you know, other than, like, I believe in the power of humor, I also believe in the power of words. And so I get, I have gotten a number of emails, letters from people, like one woman. This almost made me cry. So it was so powerful. She said, when she was a teenager, she was violently raped twice. Mm. And she said she had not told anyone, it's hard to believe, but not told anyone about it for 55 years. And then she picked up one of my inspirational, uplifting, motivational quote books. And she said, I found a quotation that talked about taking back your power. And she said, I've taken back my power, and I've finally gotten on to enjoy and go on with my life. Just a couple of words changed her life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard change your words, change your life. Change your day, that simple.
Change your mind, change your attitude.
Now, the book, Have the Time of Your Life, it's serious and deep, and then it's funny and it's light. So what inspired you to put all this together, because there's so much in it?
Well, I think you're talking about lightness and heaviness. I think the way we get a heavier message across learn from things that life hands us is to lighten up. And if you think about commercials, the way they get their message across is often to have a funny commercial. Mm-hmm. We somehow remember that. And we also, I think, instinctively know that we need to lighten up sometimes. So I kind of intersperse the joyful with the more intellectual, perhaps, the more serious with the lighter side.
Well, this is a great book. I mean, there's 500 ideas in it about, you know, things that really matter, like, you know, just the little quotes. Here's another one. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day in the year. I mean, that's such a great quote. If you could just remind yourself or open the book and continue reading them, and I'm sure that's why they're so inspiring.
Yeah, you know, if you just have that, like, on your wall by your computer, or a little note on your refrigerator, it will feed into your mind. You will start to lighten up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way I got Viva Editions that published this, and it's a long story, but I'll shorten this, but these were originally published by Random House, and then they sold thousands of copies, hundreds of thousands. Random House closed their doors. I was looking for another publisher. I couldn't find one, and so I put a sign above my computer, "The perfect publisher will find me." And again, the power of words. Mm-hmm. And what happened was, I went to a meeting. The representatives from that company were there. I heard them saying they're starting a new division. They want books that are uplifting, motivational, inspirational. I told them I had 6 books ready to go, and they have now next year, actually, they will published 6 of those books. Just because I put word, I mean, just because, but part of it, I think, is I kept feeding into my brain that the perfect publisher will find me, which they did.
Mm-hmm. Well, with somebody that gets your book, having the time of your life, what do you recommend when you're out there speaking about how people can enjoy the journey at a, you know, greater capacity? What do you suggest?
Oh, I love props. I love reminders because the world, you know, we listen to the news. It's pretty serious. The wars, or you know, things are happening we don't like, the economy. So I like to have reminders, and I'm looking around my office, and there are tons of them. There's a signed autograph of Woody Allen, who is my favorite, so I laugh about that. There's a picture of my daughter with a cream pie in her face when she was a teenager. She wanted to have that. I'm older, but I love toys because they're reminders. So I have little Teletubbies around. I have a rubber chicken who's hanging on my door and his foot just fell off. Things just help me lighten up when I look around instead of, you know, sad, unhappy things. I want to look at joyful things.
Well, it sounds like your glass is really full.
Yes, it is. And I try to show that to other people that, you know, you have your choice of how you want to look at the world. I mean, I find money on the street all the time, and it just totally uplifts me. Just a penny, you know, it's like, to me, it's something from heaven or whoever you believe in, God or spirit or whatever, is feeding me, you know, that abundance all around. And certainly there is. We can go walking in the park. We can look at kids playing. We can look at a flower. We can bake a cookie for a neighbor. You know, there's so many joyful things we could do every single day.
Well, Alan Klein, you have a very fresh perspective, and his book is Having the Time of Your Life, Little Lessons to Live By, and there's 500 inspired ideas about what really matters. This is a great book. It's available on Amazon. It would be a great gift. And Alan, thank you so much for joining me today on Aging Info Radio. And those 500 answers are really to life's greatest questions.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes. Well, thank you. And coming up next, right here on Aging Info Radio, we're going to hear, I'm going to actually keep Alan on and get some words of wisdom from him today. We'll be right back.
Nothing makes you happier than a clothing accessory that makes you look and feel great. Dinerwear has created the elegant cravat, a stylish dining scarf that's so fashionable, nobody knows its original purpose is to protect your clothing from food spills. It's stain-resistant, machine-washable, and available for $20 at dinerwear.com. Men and women across America are ordering their cravat today at dinerwear.com. You should, too. Visit dinerwear.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Meeting the needs of my family and career are what I prepared for. Caring for my parents was not. So when the time came to consider how they would spend their later years, I was overwhelmed with questions. That's why I turned to Brookdale. With 12 communities in the Chicagoland area offering all senior care options, Brookdale has solutions close to home. So start the conversation about your parents' plans for tomorrow today online at brookdalechicago.com. That's brookdalechicago.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life.
And now back to Aging Info Radio.
Yes, I'm here with author and gerontologist Alan Klein. And Alan, give us some words of wisdom today.
So I think if you have a prop, something, a reminder, like a feather, because a feather you can keep on your dashboard when you're in traffic jams, keep it above your computer when your computer goes down, and it will be a reminder to lighten up.
Yeah. Yeah.
My words of wisdom.
Well, thank you again for being my guest today and for this great little book. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And land trusts are the simple and affordable way to avoid probate. The land trust solution, choose who inherits your home with one simple form. The home will then pass outside of probate to who you choose, and this saves families thousands in legal fees, time, and aggravation, and it keeps creditors away from your assets. And you can call Chicago Title Land Trust at 312-223-4110 or visit ctlandtrust.com. And if you have any type of vein problems in your legs, I highly recommend Midwest Vein Center. They offer the latest in technology and vein care with expert physicians with over 25 years of experience. Visit MidwestVein.com to view their patient stories and testimonials. And that is MidwestVein.com. Let's see. My paws pooch this week is Delilah, a female, a one-year-old corgi known as a goofball. Call Paw Chicago at 773-935-PAWS. And, of course, Delilah is waiting with her paws crossed and tail wagging for you to come and rescue her. Yes, Daisy Mae, that's Delilah. Call Paw Chicago at 773-935-PAWS and go get Delilah. What a cute dog. And Brookdale Associates offers professional, skilled, and clinical expertise with compassionate care. Brookdale enhances residents' quality of life in every possible way and will all add up to a very special blend of hospitality and service you won't find everywhere. Visit Brookdale.com today. That's their website. And if you're looking for a resource or you need one in the aging, elder care, boomer, or senior industry, Aging Info Radio can definitely help you. Give us a call at 866-560-3965, or you can email us at info@aginginforadio.com. And as with all of our shows, our past shows are always up on podcast on our website. We also put pictures of our guests up and their contact information as far as their website. And once again, that's all at aginginforadio.com. And if you're looking to hear from a guest or you want to know about a specific show, also send us an email. Request that show at info@aginginforadio.com. We'll do our best to source the guests and create a show to get you the information that you would like. And I am Susan Wacky, your host. And until we meet again right here on AM 560 next Sunday morning at 9 a.m., this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560 The Answer.
Sue, I